Well, hello, songsters, and welcome back to Music Helps, a podcast with a purpose. We're here to encourage you to use more music to support your well-being. Really is as simple as that. So, today we're going to talk about using music to get us moving. And it's so good for that. My gosh, I don't need to teach you to suck eggs. But what we can do is look at different ways that we can use music to support our physical exercise. And that might be very gentle. That can still be even chair-based. No reason to exclude ourselves from anything. But the idea of using music to keep active, to release endorphins, and to make exercise fun is what we're on about. So I love, personally, a bit of a kitchen boogie. So my radio is in the kitchen, and whenever I'm doing the washing up or cooking a meal or making coffee or tea, I love to pop the radio on and have a bit of a boogie around the kitchen. And you don't need a lot of room for this. I got a galley kitchen. That is all the room I need, up and down like a little corridor of joy. So what I think what would be lovely is if you songsters share how you use music to get yourself moving. Are you do you like to go for a walk and pop a playlist on? What's your method, and what tools do you use to support that? Because that's really helpful and useful for us to know. So I will invite you to leave comments however you wish to on our social media, perhaps in the link for this episode. That might be a nice way to start that conversation and keep the music flowing. So I'm going to invite you to get a little boogie on right now. We're just going to have a quick blast of the Temptations. I'm going to sing Get Ready, and you're very welcome to sing along with that or move along with that however you would like. But it's just about getting the blood pumping a little bit. So, see you on the other side. Songsters, very good. So you know I love the idea of the micro practice, just taking a couple of minutes out of your day to get moving. It is better than not doing it at all, firstly, and I think there's a lot of evidence behind small incremental changes that we're able to make in our daily existence, rather than blatting it, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to do an hour in the gym and then burning ourselves out. How about we get a little kitchen boogie on? How many times do you make a cup of tea in a day? Or just put the kettle on? That is 60 seconds you could be cutting a rug, as they say. All right. I hope you leave us a comment below and let us know how you use music to get yourself moving. And then we will see you next time for our next episode and more ways that music helps. So keep the music playing, songsters, and for now, toodles. All content discussed on Music Helps is for educational purposes only and expresses the individual opinions of Nina Clark and Musical Walkerout and should not be construed as personalised medical advice. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. Consult your GP for any medical issues you may be experiencing. This entire disclaimer also applies to any and all guests and contributors on the Music Helps podcast.